From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Hundreds of city blocks in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, are underwater. Much of the city's drinking water is polluted. 10,000 people have been evacuated. NPR's David Shaper is in Cedar Rapids. He says the flooded Cedar River has begun to recede, and so has water in city streets.
Fire department officials here tell me that they believe the water is beginning to recede, but it's going to be a long time before all of the water is out of downtown Cedar Rapids.
Residents of Des Moines, Iowa are also facing flooding as the Des Moines River is cresting. The devastating Midwestern storms this week could mean long-term economic trouble. The Upper Mississippi River is closed to barge traffic, and it's not clear when it will reopen. That means goods normally shipped upriver will have to be sent by truck. The heavy rain could also spell trouble for the nation's corn crop. Some fields are underwater or so soaked they'll have to be replanted. President Bush says Iran has isolated its people by rejecting a new package of aid from Europe. Mr. Bush is visiting Paris. He met with French President Nicolas Sarkozy today. The French leader echoed Mr. Bush's views, saying Iran is headed for an impasse. The European Union's top diplomat is visiting Iran with enticements intended to persuade Iran to stop enriching uranium. Iran has again refused. The West fears that Iran's nuclear program is intended to build nuclear weapons. Iran says it's for electricity. During his remarks, Mr. Bush commented on the death of NBC journalist Tim Russert. The longtime host of NBC's Meet the Press collapsed in his office yesterday and could not be revived.
I've had the privilege of being interviewed by Tim Russert. I found him to be a hardworking, thorough, decent man.
Russert was 58. His doctors say he had coronary disease. The astronauts aboard Space Shuttle Discovery are preparing to land at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The crew completed a mission to the International Space Station. From member station WMFE, Pat Duggins reports.
The first landing opportunity may be the best one for the space shuttle. Discovery has to fire its thrusters at a specific time during one of two orbits around the Earth to return to Florida. The first opportunity today means a landing at 11:15 a.m. There's a chance of cloudy skies and rain for the second try later on. That could delay the landing until Sunday. Yesterday, the astronauts spotted a piece of debris coming off the shuttle and floating into space. Mission managers identified the object as a harmless metal clip that had come off the shuttle's tail rudder. Shuttle Commander Mark Kelly noted it only took 3 hours to resolve the matter.
We were impressed at how quickly the quality of the work they were able to do in that short amount of time.
If the weather turns bad for landing, the astronauts can stay in orbit until Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
This is NPR. Stocks closed higher on Friday, but had a mixed performance for the week. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Despite a further drop in consumer sentiment, Wall Street was cheered by the Consumer Price Index. At the end of a week in which Federal Reserve inflation warnings increased fears of higher interest rates, the Labor Department said the CPI rose just 0.2% in May, excluding volatile food and energy, 2.3% compared to a year ago. It also helped that oil prices fell more than $2 per barrel and that the U.S. dollar held on to most of its gains for the week. The Dow Jones Industrials rose more than 1.3%. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 1.5%, while the technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite climbed more than 2%. For the week, the Dow rose 0.8%, but the S&P fell 0.1% and the NASDAQ 0.8%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
There's dispute in New York State over the future of the Off-Track Betting Corporation. Yesterday, Governor David Paterson said New York State would take over the company and save 1,500 jobs in the horse racing betting company. But New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says there are still outstanding issues before the situation can be resolved. He says the firm is losing millions of dollars a year. The company was created nearly 40 years ago to foil private bookies. Firefighters in Northern California are trying to control a blaze north of Sacramento. Much of the town of Paradise has been evacuated. At least 50 homes have burned. One person has died in the evacuation. Only 20% of the fire has been contained. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.